All right, so we only have one injury to talk about. Listen, it's great to get together down here in Indianapolis. It's kind of the first opportunity that we have as a complete organization to come down and look at all the players. The scouts have been out beating the bushes and evaluating these guys, and so they obviously have a better understanding of them than the coaches do. So the coaches now have an opportunity to come down and watch them run around a little bit, and then most of all, and probably most important, is an opportunity to talk to them. So that's what we're here doing. Other than that, I'm going to leave it up to you guys here.
Andy, is there one part of the evaluation process that you enjoy the most, or one aspect that you learned the most?
Yeah, well, I like being around the guys and seeing whether it's the weigh-ins or the, you know, bench, whatever it is that you have the time to get to and to watch. To just see how they interact amongst, in the different situations amongst their teammates there for this combine. So, and then the individual interviews are pretty good too. A bit staged today. They've been well coached. So you try to work your way through that the best you can. But, it's still an opportunity to talk to the kids.
What happened to your leg?
I had a little surgery done. I had a knee replacement. Yeah, I'll be ready to go. I won't be starting a PUP.
Is that why you missed the senior bowl?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Andy, you've been in situations where, as a head coach, you've had final say in personnel, and also with a GM with a lot of power. What are the benefits of both, and why are you more comfortable now with a strong GM as well?
Well, first of all, I've got full trust in John, and. Not that I didn't in the other guys. I was just put in that position. So, but with this, I have full trust in John, and I've been with him a long time. I've known him for a long time, I've been there, done that with the other part of it, and I enjoyed it for that period of time. It's great to have a change. Great to get back into the coaching part of it, which I desired with this move. To do was to actually get back in and coach offensive football.
Andy, it looks like another deep draft for wide receivers like last year. Is that just one of those things, or is there something colleges maybe are doing now that turn out better wide receivers?
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that. From a throwing standpoint in the National Football League, where you end up throwing the ball quite a bit, I think the college game has really helped. It's helped. Because they're throwing the football more, and these guys are having more opportunity to run the routes that we run and go against these different coverages that are a little bit more sophisticated now at the college level and have to make adjustments against those coverages. So I think from a quarterback standpoint, tight ends, wide receiver standpoint, it's a beautiful thing for that. Two top flight tight ends or receivers. You can't have enough of those guys. You surely like to be fully loaded from that standpoint, from a tight end standpoint. We were fortunate this past year to have three guys that we felt very comfortable with, and we were able to get into some personnel groups where we utilized all three. Yeah, well, you can't double everybody. So the more of those guys that you have that can be a threat on the defense, the better. You add the speed factor into it. Every receiver is different, so you take their redeeming quality and try to exploit it. If speed is one of those things, you can stretch the field a little bit further. Yeah, I was a big fan of Todd Bowles. I wish we would have had him sooner on staff. I tried to get him at one other time and wasn't able to do it. But fortunate to have him that one year that we had him. I think Todd is a smart guy on and off the field. So he's got a sharp mind and loves football. I think he's great with people. He's honest. He's going to shoot you straight. And from a player standpoint, that's all you really want. Have a good teacher and somebody that will tell you the truth.
It was a tough situation for him. And how do you think he handled
that? I thought he did great. I mean, we had some good people on that staff, and I thought he, him being one of them, and I thought they all handled that well. It was a bit of a mess, but I thought they handled it well. Yeah, well, listen, I appreciate both those guys, Donnie and AJ. Two different situations. One guy's a little bit younger than the other guy, and Donnie's had a lot of good years in the National Football League. Hopefully he continues to have good years. I'm pulling for him. AJ's just learning, and so he'll continue to do that and hopefully he hooks on with somebody and has that opportunity. I have, yes. It was a couple days ago, yeah. I texted with him, and he's doing well. He's definitely heading in the right direction as far as the actual medical part of it goes. His spirit's strong. I mean, he's a stud everywhere, every way you look at it. I mean, anybody that's got to fight that, they got a special place in my heart for sure. Have I talked to Alex? Yes. He's doing well. Yep, he relaxing with family. Spleen's good, so he's getting himself ready for coming year. Yeah, sure. Well, they have great communication. So they check their egos at the door, and they come in and they work their tails off, and they're honest with each other, which is important.
How much of that enables you to just, when they're just being head coach, not have that way, have that comfortable?
Yeah, well, I think that's big. You're asking me from the Philadelphia perspective. It's great to have Ed in a position there where Chip has that trust in him. I mean, and Ed's on the rise, boy. He's a good one, and I think it was a great choice by Chip.
Why is Ed on the rise? What did you like about him?
Just sharp guy, good evaluator. Can tell you a good player from a bad player. He stays one step ahead of it and can look into the future on things. I think he's going to do a great job there. It's different. Every year it's different. Depends on the player, situation. Yeah. I mean, it's every one of them is different the way you go through the process on that. DJ and DeVito, yeah, they're doing well. The neat thing to watch is they work out together and challenge each other. They're rehabbing together, and so they push each other. And, heck, both of them might be in the best shape of their lives right now. So it's been kind of a neat deal. There's a chance, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I'll get you that. I have to check with Rick.
What's your assessment also on Jeff Allen?
Yeah, Jeff is he's doing well. I think he'll be fine as we go too. He's working hard. Yeah, I'd hope not. I'd hope not. Not that he wouldn't be a great one. But I think that's a underappreciated position. I'm glad Ozzy didn't look at it that way. I mean, I don't think Ozzy would have cared if John had been a position coach or not. He was right at that crossroad. There's a little crossroads there. If you're gonna switch to a position coach and you're way up there on the pay scale as a special teams coach, and you don't want to step back. You know, there's a decision if you're going to go that route. I mean, that's the route that we went with John, but I would hope that's not the case with Dave. I think Dave's ready to go and would do a great job. Well, because I don't have really. I mean, you know, there's like five or six of you guys and like two Kansas City guys here. They treat me a lot nicer than you guys did. Yeah, except Adam.
Are you surprised that Barb's success hasn't kind of opened the door for more
Yeah, I think. Listen, I think they look at the guys. I think you just got to, they've just got to take that next step and go ahead and hire one and see how it works. I mean, it's, I think in our case with Dave, I think he'd go in and do a heck of a job. Yeah, I mean, there's some things he needs to work on, and he'll do that. We kind of put through what we needed to put through and worked our way through what we needed to. But I wish him the best as he goes forward. Yeah.
From what you know about Cam Edwards, I mean, even though he's pretty young, he's only like 3 years old. I mean, is he the kind of guy who could stand up to Chip, if there's a disagreement, say?
Yeah, I don't think, this isn't warfare. So, I mean, it's you work together and Chip's great at that, and Ed's great at that. So I don't think that'll be a problem. They'll communicate. I mean, they're not gonna. It's not gonna be a boxing match. No, I mean, I turned it over for a number of years. Yeah. I think it's probably everybody will give you a different answer on that. I think Mike feels that way now. I mean, just from things I've read, I haven't talked to him about it, but whatever he has decided to do will be the right thing. Pretty sharp guy, heck of a head football coach. So he's a great play caller too. But he obviously has confidence in Clemens to do that and EB to do that. So I think it'll work out. I mean, he knows better than I do the situation.
Right. I just meant from your personal experience. Like, I know you love
play calling,
right?
I did. I had a guy that I felt I had 100% trust in, so I had no problem doing that. And it worked. So I was good with that. Yeah, I think the best you can, you stick to that. Your players know it. You know your people around you know it. If it's a quarterback, it's a quarterback. If it's a running back, it's a running back. You've got to try to stay true to that the best you can. Yeah, I got a lot of patience. I mean, you do what you do. Yeah, I mean, that's what you tried to do, yeah. I mean, in Philadelphia, we drafted two corners and basically sat them for a bit until the old guys got older, and then they stepped in and did a nice job for us, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, listen, he's a young guy has great athletic skill and ability. He's from Pennsylvania. I mean, how are we going to lose there? I mean, come on. So it's we thought it would be an opportunity for him to see how he'd fit in the things that we're doing. Yeah, I'm not going to comment on that. I think the league will do what's right there, and I'll just leave it at that. I'm not up here to stir anything up or that, so.
Thanks.